Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we're talking about drink-alikes, which sounds really silly, but what we're trying to say is, if you love Barolo, but you can't afford Barolo, and I think that's true, and the Nebbiolo grape is not a grape that your $5 Nebbiolo tastes particularly good, are there wines which are drink-alikes, like if you love Châteauneuf du Pape, are there substitutes from the Rhone that are good? Are there substitutes from the Piemonte that are good if you're looking for wine that's in the, you know, $15 to $25 range versus wines that are in the $50 to $75 range?
Well, yes. I mean, the first advice that I would give anyone, Châteauneuf du Pape is a great place to start, is that if you love Châteauneuf du Pape, but of course the price tag is higher than other things, look for other wines from the region, and that would be Vacheras and Gigondas.
Maybe a little Croz Hermitage.
And Côte d'Aron. Mm. So you'll get this in general, not specifically, but in general, the same blend of grapes from the same terroir, and you'll get something similar. You can also look for wines made by the same producers. So Chateau Beaucastel makes a renowned Châteauneuf du Pape, but they also make a Côte d'Aron or a lesser bottling called the Coudelet de Beaucastel, which is also delicious, which is also expensive, but it's really good. And you might pay $20, $25 for a bottle of Coudelet, but you'll be paying $50, $60, $70 upwards for the Châteauneuf du Pape.
Brunello has similar sorts of wines that are lesser than Brunello, but from the same region that are much cheaper, correct? The Rosso from Brunello.
Rosso di Montalcino.
Exactly, which is exactly the same grapes, but not the exactly the same time in the barrel or the same exact terroir, but gives you an idea of what Brunello is going to be all about.
Right. You can do that in Burgundy, too. You could drink Mâcon instead of Meursault or Montrachet. Maybe not the same quality, the same vineyards, the same treatment, but you're still getting that style and that terroir.
I remember there was a very good area in Meursault, a producer who had lost his terroir signification because he had moved dirt from one place to another place, and the wine was just as beautiful as Meursault but so much cheaper because he had made this horrible mistake of violating the terroir rules, and for a couple of years this vintage was available and was really quite delicious.
If you find quality producers, you're going to find quality at all levels.
So sometimes it's good to look just sort of to the left or to the right of the monster bottle that you're looking at, and there might be something, frankly, from the same area which will do the trick just fine and which might meet your budget a little bit more.
Well said.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.